Good day, all. This is Michelle Masurjian for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network, and my guest today is Melanie Trimble with the Capital Region Chapter of the New York Civil Liberties Union. Welcome, Melanie.
Thank you.
So the Albany Chapter of the NYCLU has been advocating for meaningful civilian oversight of police agencies in Albany and Schenectady to address serious, persistent allegations of police misconduct and corruption. And back in August this year, Albany implemented a policing reform and reinvention collaborative in response to the executive order from the governor. And the policing reform collaborative has been tasked with compiling recommendations to go to the Albany Common Council of April of next year. In the meantime, the Albany Common Council has come up with some of its own proposed legislation. And I wanted to capture your thoughts on the proposed legislation, the pros and cons. So can we start with Local Law H, which requires a gathering and reporting of statistics?
Right. Well, we're very pleased that the city is taking the directive from the governor seriously and really rethinking the police department. But a lot of these proposals don't really have a robust look at how to police to really protect the community and be a part of the community. Local Law H requires the reporting of, it's very important. Data collection is key in being able to rein in a department and take a really long, hard look at what they're actually doing. But it doesn't include warning citations and arrests. So we're a little concerned about little minutiae within that law to not be as broadly interpreted as possible. So instead of just traffic violations, what if you're just walking down the street? It's not a traffic violation, but you get stopped by the police. We would like that to be included in the statistics.
So the next local law is the implementation of using city-owned body or dashboard cameras by the police and also reporting when the cameras are turned off.
Right. Our concern with body cameras, and we did work with Albany's police department on its creation of its body camera policy. The biggest problem with body camera footage is who's entitled to see the footage. And unfortunately, in most cases, police departments are in complete control of the footage, and it is rarely released to the public. I mean, it really depends upon the temperament of the police chief who makes those decisions. And those circumstances can change if personnel changes. So we'd like to see it memorialized in any legislation that the public has access to things that are recorded on the body cameras. And also there are other departments around the Capital Region that don't have very strong body camera policies. It's imperative that the officers turn them on, do not have control of turning them off until the stop is completed, and you know, to respect people's privacy. Of course, there are times, say during a domestic violence incident, where the camera shouldn't be turned on. But those things are very discreetly outlined in camera policies, and we'd like to make sure that not only Albany's policy, but the policies of other police departments in the Capital Region.
Okay, and the third was Local Law J, which really is enhancing the Community Police Review Board in the city of Albany, their authority and ability to exercise oversight, review, and resolution of community complaints, basically creating a more meaningful citizen review.
Yeah, there are really some good ideal models out there for citizen police review boards, and almost all of them include subpoena power, and we're very happy to hear that the Common Council is seriously considering granting that ability for the board to independently issue subpoenas, because right now they have the power to issue them, but with the permission of the Common Council. And again, political circumstances could change. The council met now may be very willing to issue subpoenas in a police situation that really warrants it. However, the politics can change. And so we want it memorialized in the chapter, in the legislation that controls the Citizens Police Review Board, that they do have independent investigations and subpoena power. The other thing is they really need an independent counsel. I don't think that that's included in Local Law day, and that is essential for the Citizens Police Review Board to have independence from the police department when making legal decisions. And right now, the Citizens Police Review Board has to rely on the same attorneys that serve the police department. That's not going to work. You know.
And I understand sometimes it's even difficult for the Community Police Review Board, even when they ask for information, to get it released from the police. It could be like they kind of have to jump through hoops.
Well, part of the shielding was involved with 50A, which is state legislation that shielded police officers from having their personnel records looked at. And that often has, impeded the Citizen Police Review Board's ability to make sure the police officers aren't continually doing bad things and without any kind of recourse on the police department. We need to know as a public what's happening with disciplinary records within the department. And we're very pleased with the repeal of 50A to start to really work with the courts and the police departments to get as much information out to the public as is necessary for them to have oversight over the police departments that control their very lives. We're very excited. We actually have begun to send in FOIL requests to many police departments in the area. In our area, we're looking at Troy Police, at Schenectady Police, and at the State Police. So we're hoping to get a full, robust collection of personnel records out of them. We'd like to have the courts enter into it and make decisions about what the limits will be on that. That's in particular the Schenectady lawsuit. So we'll see what happens with the release of 50A information. And also, I think it will help the Police Review Board deliver and deliberate in a better manner to serve the public.
There was a November 10th symposium through the New York Writers Institute, and when asked about systemic racism, Troy Police Chief Brian Owens said that, quote, "We don't have systemic racism in the Troy Police Department," unquote. So how do you think communities can come together to make improvements and reform when those in law enforcement reject the idea of systemic racism in law enforcement?
Well, and that's exactly why most police departments, hopefully the Troy Police Department will follow suit, are conducting audits to look at the data that they already have and see if, in fact, it's indicating that discriminatory arrests are being made, or that at least show us how many and what's happening in our neighborhood are people of color being involved in the criminal justice system at a much higher rate than the white population in cities that where their demographics don't indicate that's fair. So one thing is data collection. I don't know. I mean, the Albany Police Department in its audit has fallen short of being able to even provide the data that the auditors can analyze. We're very concerned that the Troy Police Department isn't keeping records that are sufficient to do that kind of analysis well. Without that, the claim that there is no bias in the police department is just an empty statement, because we don't have the data to show whether or not a police department is targeting people of color unnecessarily. So data collection is key. Everybody should look at the STAT Act. We've been trying to get that passed in New York State for a long time. It would require police departments to collect the type of data that the public needs to see in order to know how well they're performing within the communities they serve.
So we're kind of running out of time here. Is there anything else that you would like to see included in any of these police reform proposals? Is there anything missing?
Well, we have a mission statement that's on our website that I would recommend people go to. It's got a lot of points in it about what true police reform would look like. And that's working with the community to, you know, be able to really have established trust among the people that the police are serving, and to really kind of de-escalate the military militarization of our police departments and make them more humanistic and more responsive to the community. And so you can go to our website, nyclu.org, just look under policing, and you can find our mission statement there on police reform.
Okay, I hate to do this, but I have to wrap up. And I thank you very much, Melanie, for being with me today, and stay safe.
Yes, stay safe and healthy.
Okay, thank you. Right. And this is Michelle Masurgeon for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.